The Historic and Design Review Commission found itself in a peculiar situation. It was deadlocked after several votes concerning the application for a developer to build a hotel and timeshare tower atop the Joskies building near Alamo Plaza. Architects had briefed the commission on a redesign to match the historic look of the area and knock the number of rooms in half. People had their turn to speak, and folks like Betty Dabney didn't like any form of the tower.
This tower would cast a shadow over much of Alamo Plaza and the grounds, as we have seen.
But others like Ben Brewer, president of the Downtown Alliance, told commissioners a no vote will send a bad message to anyone who wants to develop downtown in the future.
This area of downtown has been static at best over the past several decades. From a development perspective.
The deadlock finally ended when Catherine Rodriguez changed her mind from favoring the project to rejecting the entire deal. Chris Oviatt, the general manager of River Center Mall, rushed out of the room and didn't want to comment on if he'd be back for another proposal.
We have to regroup and consider all our options.
Opponent Sarah Rivoli rejoiced.
It was a real close call, but then they finally talked some sense into her down there and she changed the vote. Yes! So, I'm happy.
HDRC Chair Tim Cohn sided with those like Rivoli, saying he didn't think the project as it was presented was appropriate for Alamo Plaza. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.